Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Vinny and Haney on your home for sports. 105.7 The Fan.
We always had utmost confidence in him. And then Malik Harrison, he started games for us before. He's played a lot of good football for us before. So I'm just proud of those guys, how they stuck with it. They stay prepared. They've been professionals. And I think those guys are perfect examples of everybody, man, just like, man, I'm doing what's best for the team. And that's not winning football when you have self-inflicted wounds. Like, we had 8 penalties on defense. That's 8 too many. A lot of them are things that we definitely control. Like, we can't be grabbing guys in the back end. We just got to practice and play better, play with better fundamentals and technique.
It's every week, but I've been here for 3 games and we've turned it over 8 times. We fumbled it 7 times. If that doesn't tell you that's not a priority, I don't know what is. Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how many games he's played against them. I mean, I know the sample size and how many at home. You know, you play them on the road, that's a tough environment. We all can coach better, play better, and play better around him. That's what you do. That's what you do as a team. Got to be able to run the ball. Got to be able to stay ahead of the chains. Guys got to play well around him.
Todd Monken, Ravens offense coordinator. That was yesterday, meeting with the media. And we'll go back to front. Talking about Lamar Jackson, watching film about his struggles against the Steelers. And what's he, 1-3, Nolan, if I'm not mistaken, 1-4 or something like that? He's only played one home game against Pittsburgh, but 1-3, 1-4.
It's not many wins.
Yeah,
I can think of one.
You know what sucks about getting older? We've talked about this like 1,000 times, and all of a sudden Mike's hot. But ESPN, as a matter of fact, the replay of last night's SportsCenter at 5 this morning, the one home game Lamar has played against the Steelers, which was 2020, he had 2 picks and a fumble, and the Ravens lost. But you heard Todd Monken talking about his struggles against the Steelers and, you know, kind of downplaying the games, the amount of, and his, performance in those. But he also talked about, cut prior, ball security. And all of these fumbles and turnovers that have cost them dearly in these Steelers games. Now, you got to qualify some of them. Lamar didn't play in 2 years because the Ravens already clinched stuff. He was hurt in a couple of them, 21 and 22. But when he's played, he hasn't played all that great. So we can't just sit here and say, well, you know, Lamar wasn't around. Well, he's been around for a few of them. In a lot of these games, he was not at his MVP level best. But you heard Monken talking about the turnovers and ball security, and in that first matchup meeting especially, that was a major problem.
Oh, yeah. I mean, second play of the game, they fumbled. Derrick Henry never fumbles, and all of a sudden he fumbles. Right before the half, likely catches a screen pass. I mean, it was like a run, you know, and Patrick Queen just ripped it out. And you got to be ready for that kind of stuff. And then they threw an interception. And then time of possession. Pittsburgh had 36 minutes. Ravens had 22. So there was the thing that's frustrating, really, about that game. And I went back and I watched it this morning. The defense played their ass off. I mean, they played a hell of a game. Pickens hurt them on one play. The 37-yard pass down the sidelines, which, probably a better corner knocks that ball away. But Pickens really didn't hurt him much. And I thought the defensive line, and with the Travis Jones that was on one leg, they played their ass off. And no Michael Pierce. Tavius Robinson played a lot. He played damn good. And Simpson played 66 snaps. Didn't play very well, but I mean, that's why he's not playing. And Roquan missed the fourth quarter. So there was a lot of positives defensively in that game. I thought this, you know, other than the one play, the secondary played pretty good, you know, and I thought they tackled well because you know why? Pittsburgh's going to dump the ball off all the time. You know, he's going to dink and dunk as much as he can. And then watching the Eagles game, Bob, I mean, they deflect, they knock four balls down when he was trying to throw because he's short. So I like, you know, the defense is trending, and I think the defense will play well. You know, you got Michael Pierce, you got a healthy Travis Jones. Tavius Robinson will play more. Malik Harrison will play more. No Simpson. And secondary, you know, will be better. And I think Tre'Davious White will probably be playing more on the outside. So I like where the defense is at.
Now, we'll get to that in a second. We heard of Zach Orr talking about, you know, the penalties, which is a major issue. But in regards to turnover ratio, we'll do a full-on stat breakdown tomorrow. Ravens are plus two. Pittsburgh's huge.
Plus 18.
Yeah, so, you know, ball security is absolutely going to be a key here because as good as the Ravens have been lately defensively, and they got a pick last week, they don't turn the ball over. So why the lack of turnovers from this Ravens defense this season?
Well, Bob, they've dropped a ton of intercepts. I mean, Marlon Humphrey dropped two last game against the Giants, and against Cleveland they dropped three. You know, I mean, they could be leading the league in interceptions if they caught the football. They don't get a lot of fumbles. That's the thing. They don't. You remember when Marlon was the hammer knocking, punching the ball out? Yeah, they don't get a lot of fumbles, and they don't rip like against the Steelers. The likely fumble. I mean, they just ripped it. I want that ball. You know, and then on the. The second play of the game, the one to Henry, I think somebody punched that one out too. So they just gotta be weary of and protecting high and tight. High and tight Saturday is going to be key. Hey, and Bob, it'll come down to this: if you just had one key, Lamar plays good, they're going to win. If he plays good, because he played bad the last time, you know, and they could have won.
And that kind of the formula every week, you know, if he plays well, I mean, he'll get these window dressing stats and some of these losses. But when he's like doing Lamar stuff, usually other teams are playing from behind.
Yeah.
And but the Ravens have an advantage.
But kind of, you know, I mean, his quarterback rating is 120, Bob, against Pittsburgh it was 66. So, I mean, Lamar's got to be, if Lamar is Lamar, they'll be fine.
Now, we heard Zach Orr as well. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. What's happening, everybody? Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. It is Total Request Thursday. Get your favorite song played by sending your request to the Plaza Ford text line at 410-583-1057. Coming up at 11 o'clock, get your votes in. Featured Artist Friday, and we'll reveal that later, way later, into the early afternoon. But Zach Orr, talking about penalties. And the Ravens have been penalized a ton here in 2024. But of the 12 last week, 8 defensively. And
yep.
Zach said 8 too many. But all right, everybody knows that. You don't need to be Vince Lombardi to sit here and go, man, 8 defensive penalties. That's a lot of penalties. Question is, how do you stop it?
Well, there was 2 on Stevens, and I think what Zach Orr says in his statements, fundamentals take care of a lot of it. And fundamentals on the 3 with the corners, I mean, it's playing the ball, playing proper technique on a deep ball is the thing. You know, with Matabike, that's just being dumb. And then he jumped off sides, too.
So there's a combination of factors, basically.
And let me say this, Bob. I mean, watching that Steeler, the last Steeler game, you know, I mean, he tries to hurt. He's a nasty dude. Because when Freiermuth caught that ball, he caught that pass, and he was laying over on the ground, and Matabike came and put his helmet right in the ribs, and he laid on the ground for a while. So Matabike is a nasty dude, you know, and that's just his temperament. So he just got to play smarter. I mean, that's all that one is.
If he played for the 2000 Ravens, he'd be the most feared guy on the defense next to Ray Lewis.
Because they were like on hard. I watched the Hard Knocks, you know, and basically they were focusing on Roquan for the Ravens, and they were showing, and he was talking about how he loved Ray Lewis, and then they were showing like Ray Lewis's big hits. They'd all be penalties now.
Yeah, no doubt. 5881057 The Pen, and we heard Zach Ward talking about Chris Board, Malik Harrison. Have, for all intents and purposes, replaced Trenton Simpson as the dude next to Roquan Smith here.
Yeah. Trenton didn't play that good against Pittsburgh. I mean, I made some clips of him. He had 66 snaps against the Steelers last game. He just gets engulfed and missed too many tackles and overruns things. So I think it'll – and they played damn good, the defense did. I think the – you know. So Simpson still got to learn, but the veteran guys – Board and Harrison, they know what it is to play in this game.
It's 5881057 The Fan. Nolan, breaking Orioles news. Yeah, there is no breaking Orioles news. Got to get Nolan ready to rock and roll for when the eventual news does come down the road. Here we'll talk to Scott Miller, as a matter of fact, 11:30 from MLB Network Radio. Stay tuned. Brian Wacker from the Baltimore Sun will preview Pittsburgh and the Ravens with him. Ravens 6.5-point favorites in this matchup. Ravens win, they clinch a playoff spot, tie for first. Steelers win, they win the division. And then the Ravens road through the postseason in all likelihood goes outside of M&T Bank Stadium. Anything you want to get into, let's do it. And by the way, since it is Steelers week and with the import of the game, can't understate it. This isn't hyperbole. We're actually talking about a really significant game in regards to postseason seeding and division champs and home games and all of that good stuff. Now, my hatred for the Steelers goes back to when I was a kid in the 70s, growing up in Baltimore. 1807 East Baltimore Street. When you drive past Baltimore Street, you see 1807. You know how they have Betsy Ross's house?
Yeah.
That's Bob Haney's house. Bob Haney did a lot of stuff there at 1807, like watching the Colts lose in playoff games to the Steelers. So I started hating them then. And now they're division rivals, and you know that kind of speaks for itself. But for you, whether you're Nolan's age or whether you're, you know, you didn't even know the Colts existed, why do you hate the Steelers? Why is the rivalry so big for you? So get in here and explain that at 410-583-1057. It's Vinny and 80. Total Request Thursday. We're going to hear Nolan's reason next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports with balls. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
It's definitely frustrating, and the offseason is really kind of what bothers me when I kind of sit back and look at it. But right now, you can't worry about that. You just got to worry about the next game, because no game, no previous game has effect on the next game.
That's a great point from Zach Orr, Ravens defensive coordinator, who's played in Ravens-Steelers matchups. 8 of the last 9 have gone in favor of the terrible towels there. But the point that resonates and makes all the sense in the world, because it doesn't become a narrative until the game starts to play or it's completed. At, you know, Tucker Boswell kicks off the ball, you think Lamar's going, damn, we've lost 8 of 9 of these. No, they're like, we're going to go out there and try to win this game. And same for Russell Wilson, same for Tomlin, same for John Harbaugh. But that becomes a thing if we're here on Monday morning, Pittsburgh wins, which means they clinch the division. Then the narrative starts to get a little bit louder. Then the Ravens, you know, Ravens could still clinch a playoff spot if other teams lose, which we'll get into. But yeah, it's creeping in the back of their heads this week. But once the game starts, that's the last thing they're thinking
about. And Bob,
I would hope anyway.
If they were to lose, and we're talking Monday, well, they beat themselves again. You know, they have another dozen penalties and they turn the ball over a couple of times. Then it's happening too much. You know, why does it, that's who they are. I mean, because 14 games in and, you know, and they beat themselves every game that they have lost, they beat themselves. Could they have won? Sure. You know, when you look back at it, yeah, they could have won all these games. Whether it be missed field goals, whether it be turnovers, whether it be penalties. Yeah, but I mean, everybody could say that.
We'll do our picks tomorrow. And I certainly am not trying to jinx the Ravens. But I'm relatively confident that they're going to handle business appropriately in a positive way. Starting at 4:30 against the Steelers. It's Vinny and Haney, Nolan McGraw. It's a total request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play. What was that first selection that's chosen by the people? By
that was a little Dr. Dre there.
Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
He's not in any trouble legally, is he? Because I see a lot of these celebrity types have been accused of things.
Well, you never know. You never know. I mean, nobody would have thought Jay-Z, and then his name pops up, and who knows? The stuff runs deep, so.
Yeah. Don't be associated with P. Diddy.
Yeah.
Seems that way, right? Even the Biebs has been brought in. To the thing.
Well, that might not necessarily. He might be a victim, not a perpetrator.
Hey, these are all just allegations. Nothing has been proven just yet, but I find it fascinating in a sad way. I mean, this is, anyway, we don't want to turn into TMZ by any stretch of the imagination. All right, let's get out to the phones. It's Steelers week. Why do you hate the Steelers? Nolan, why do you hate the Steelers? I hate them because Terry Bradshaw, Franco Harris, Jack Lambert, Jack Ham. They used to beat the crap out of the Colts in the playoffs 2 years in a row. They knocked Bird out in 75 up at Three Rivers, and then at 76 just blew him off the field. But boy, Laird, wasn't exactly Bruce Laird's fault. I think Jackie Wallace actually blew coverage. Third play of the game, Bradshaw throws an 80-yard bomb to Frank Lewis, and et cetera, et cetera. It was the number one defense versus the Colts had the number one offense in the NFL that year. Roger Carr averaged over 20 yards a reception in 1976. Burt Jones was like, here's your missile. Go outrun defenders. And that's what he did. That's also the game, 76, where Don Kroner crashed a plane into Memorial Stadium after they lost. So that's why I hate the Steelers, and it never stopped since then. Now it even might be more intense. And I was only 10, 11 years old then. Now it's 59 years old. I'm like, why do you hate them so much? It's appropriate. It's like the Yankees and Duke and Carolina. Go bleep yourselves.
Right.
What about you?
No, I think it's learned. It's taught.
Yes.
I came out the womb. They said, hate the Steelers.
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, I guess back in 96, they weren't the main. Yeah, the Titans is the main rival there in the early 2000s. And then the Steelers stuff really kicked it into high gear there around, what, 03, 04?
Well, they played in the playoffs in 01.
Right.
With old Elvis Gerback there.
Yeah, ended their bid for the back-to-back.
Correct.
But, yeah, I think it's the personalities mostly. That's what I remember most growing up watching it. You know, Big Ben and all that. They had so many hateable players. Yeah. Pines Ward.
That's right.
So many guys that just love to punch right in the face.
Oh, wow.
And to be fair,
I'm already got Bruce Lee on people here.
In an alternate universe, a bizarro world where I was maybe, unfortunately, a Steelers fan.
Whoa.
No,
whoa,
I'm saying.
Whoa. Stop.
You didn't. All right, let me.
All right, go ahead.
I said if there was a bizarro world where I was a Steelers fan.
I thought you were confessing to something.
No. I would probably hate Ravens players the same way. Huh. Big personalities on the Ravens defense. I'm sure I would have hated Ray Lewis if I was a Steelers fan. Terrell Suggs, are you kidding me? That's what made the rivalry so great. Both sides hated each other. They weren't shy about voicing it. The build up to the game, it wasn't all this, oh, they're so great. They do this well. We're going to have our work cut out for us. It was, no, I want to rip that guy's head off.
You know, Steeler fans will say, you know, because Ravens fan called Ben Roethlisberger rapist burger because he was accused twice of, you know, doing things probably outside the confines of the law in regards to women, which he was cleared of. By the way, he was never charged. I think he was accused. And Steeler fans retorts like, you got a statue of a guy that was charged with murder. You know what I mean? It was convicted of obstruction of justice. So, yeah, I get that angle as well. But it's Vinny at 81057 The Fan. I thought you were going to say, if there's an alternative universe and I have a confession to make, and we're Columbo and Sherlock Holmes over here, it's going to be very disappointed in you, Nolan McGraw.
No.
I don't want no facade around here.
No, not a fake.
All right, let's go out to the phones. Let's go to Ray in Baltimore. He's no fake. And real quick, Ray. Speaking of people getting punched in the face, if we don't speak tomorrow, what do you think Saturday, Fury Usyk round two, if you will?
Usyk. And that's all I got to say.
Easily or no?
Usyk. All that's
right.
All I got to say. At the end of the day, boxing ain't what it used to be.
No.
And unfortunately, you know, other entities have. Once HBO and Showtime got out of the business, and allow for third-party people to come in, my interest got lost because the best don't fight the best no more. It's exhibitions. But, you know what I mean, having said all that, speaking of exhibitions, the reason why I hate the Steelers, you know, it's a quiet respect, but, you know, three reasons I give you. Me and my cousin, God rest his soul, we had a bet back in 96 of the Cowboys and Steelers, because I was almost a Steelers fan, because my favorite, this is before Baltimore got named the Ravens, all right? I'm old. So the Baltimore officially moved. People at the time really was voting on either the Bombers or the Ravens. So, you know, I was a Greg Lloyd guy. Love Greg Lloyd. And, you know, Neil O'Donnell threw them interceptions. I lost $5. Russ is history. Number two, Jerome Bettis coming to Memorial Stadium, his first year for the Steelers, and running all over the Ravens and half of Memorial Stadium, three-quarters of Memorial Stadium was black and yellow. I hated it. Third, it was, and this is a nondescript play. You can't find this anywhere, but I've seen it live. Todd Heap had gotten hurt during the drive versus the Steelers, and he was limping. And Joey Porter, knowing that he was hurt, when Todd Heap got down in his stance, he pushed him down. He didn't even try to rush Kyle Bowler at the time. He just pushed him down to watch Kyle Heap wince around in pain on the ground. It just stood over him and looked at him.
Ray, I was sitting in that, and not to make it all about me, but I was sitting in that end zone where the Ravens were driving, and Porter pushed Heap down, and you remember
–
And Jonathan Ogden was going to kill him, if you remember.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm so glad you remember, because a lot of people don't remember that play. I remember looking at it live saying, this dude this dude is a sucker. So at the end of the day, I love the intensity, and I love that we getting back to that. And at the end of the day, when it comes to the Steelers, the Ravens just got to get it done. Rest in peace to Ron Mallett. I remember the Ravens had a bad year. But when Ron Mallett beat the Steelers, man, it was like a celebration around here. That's all I got to say, Playboy.
All right. Ray in Baltimore hating the Steelers. Let's feel that hate when we come back. 410-583-1057. Got Vinny's film breakdown of the Steelers, which means you're going to have to pay attention to what's going on Saturday at 4:30. We'll start with what? The offense or defense? Where you want to go?
Let's start with Ravens offense.
Steelers or Ravens?
Steelers. Yeah. Sorry, yeah. Steelers offense.
We can do them all here on 105.7 The Pit.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup.
Who's your connection?
You sound like a cop to me.
Who's your connection?
Enter Vinny's film room on 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Total Request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it starting 11 o'clock. Get your votes in for Featured Artist Friday. We get your phone calls coming up here in a matter of minutes, so stay tuned. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, Ravens taking on the Steelers. Ravens coming off a blowout win against the Giants, handling their business. Steelers were underdogs at Philly, and they lost, I guess, handily. Let's find out. Yeah. Film breakdown here.
All right. What did I say? Steelers offense or it doesn't really matter. Okay.
To you, man.
All right. Let's look at the Steelers offense. And I looked at the Eagles game, and I looked at the last game against the Ravens. The offense, without George Pickens, they're a different offense. They don't have that deep guy. You know, and he had the 37-yard big play against the Ravens. And then he had another one where he caught a hitch route and made Stevens miss and got, about 15 yards. But other than that, really didn't do too much, you know, against the Ravens. And against the Eagles, they didn't have a deep threat. And the thing that they do is they love to throw the ball short. He loves to dump it off to the backs. He'll throw it short to the tight end. And that's kind of what their passing game is. And they want to get yak yards. And that's what they did against the Ravens the last time. I mean, they had a ton of dump off balls, you know, Freiermuth and those type people. But, you know, Van Jefferson and Calvin Austin III. I mean, and Skoronic. You'll notice him. He's the white receiver.
Wow.
But, I mean, they're just okay. I mean, there's nobody that you're afraid of. Nobody that the Ravens defense, you know, is like, oh, man, I'm shaking in my boots with that guy. No, there's nobody like that. Freiermuth's a poor man's Mark Andrews. You know, I mean, he's a big guy, probably definitely blocks better than Andrews, but he's not as explosive in and out of breaks. The
wasn't his criticism, though, going back to draft profiles, Freiermuth, that is, that he sucked as a blocker.
Yeah.
So I guess he's put the work in to get better there.
Yeah, he's not a dominant blocker. I mean, they have that Washington kid, Bob, to be their blocker, you know, the 290-pound or 300-pound tight end, who ended up catching a ball down the middle of the field against the Ravens. But the O-line doesn't knock people off the ball. You know, and when you look at, like, Daniel Moore, the left tackle, and Broderick Jones, the young kid, the right tackle, when the Ravens, Owe had a sack against both. Now, I mean, he could beat both guys. The problem is the ball comes out so quick. That's one of the big issues. Against their O-line. But their offensive line, run blocking, I mean, it's why Najee Harris having 3-9. They don't knock people off the ball. And they don't sustain their blocks. That's one of the big ones. They don't sustain it. You know, they'll combo up to the linebacker, but they can't sustain their blocks. Now, like I said, tight end, they play a lot of tight ends. They're going to play a lot of tight ends because they like to get them in. They want to run the football. They want to run the football. They want to control the clock. Like when they played the Ravens last time, they had the ball almost 37 minutes. Ravens had it, 22? And you know what's funny is they only had 18 first downs and they had the ball 37 minutes. The Ravens had the ball 22 minutes and they had 16 first downs. So, but offensively, the quarterback, Russell Wilson. Russell's a short guy. He doesn't want to run. And if he runs, he's going to go down. Because he's not that, I mean, he's older now. I think he'll have trouble throwing that moon ball. He doesn't have anybody really to throw the deep ball to on Saturday. And if there's 15-mile-an-hour winds, that'll make it difficult because he doesn't put a lot of zip on that football. So he got four balls deflected against the Eagles. I think he had two against the Ravens. So get your hands up. That's a big thing. If you can't get there, get your hands up because you got a chance to knock the ball down. Now, Najee Harris. Najee's a big back, strong back, physical back, not the fastest guy in the world, wants to jump over people. Didn't have a great game against the Ravens the last time. He had a big fumble against the Eagles, which they were driving to go in and score, you know, like from the 30-yard line. It was a pitch to him, and he dropped the ball. Now, what he did against the Ravens was on those little pitches that he cut it back, and the Ravens were overrunning it, and he was getting a few yards that way.
Yeah, he only averaged, what, 3.5 per carry in the first
game. So, I mean, yeah, because he had 7 rushes for 32 yards in the first half, and then he ended up with 18 for 63. So he had 11 carries for 31 yards in the second half. So, I mean, he's not the speed, explosive guy. They'll throw it to him out of the backfield, and he'll make some plays there. They like to dump off to him in the backfield. And Jaylen Warren, they like to throw to him too, number 30. And he had 9 carries for 41 yards. So they'll run draws and kind of – he's their Justice Hill kind of guy. So offensively – conservative offense, especially without Pickens, and it doesn't look like Pickens is going to play on practice yet this week, you know, because he gives them size too. Because Calvin Austin, Van Jefferson, they're not big. And then Mike Williams had a catch last week. First time he's caught one in a while, I think. It's just not a good route runner. You know, he's not a burner, so he's not like Pickens. And he's not a yak kind of guy or make you miss type guy. He rounds into cuts. He has a hard time getting in and out of breaks to create separation. So I think they'll have a good no problems with him. I think offensively they're going to struggle to move the ball, you know, unless the Ravens are not tackling well. If they don't tackle well, then all those short balls that they want to throw turn into yards. Last time they played, when they caught it, they tackled them.
Well, or unless the Ravens have a bunch of penalties that keep moving the chains.
That's true.
Like we saw against the Giants last week. True. By the way, everybody, the over-under, according to ESPN, bet 45.5. It's Vinny at 81.057. The Fan will preview this game. Brian Wacker from the Baltimore Sun, top of the hour. But when we come back, taking your phone calls, 410-583-1057. Why do you hate the Steelers? Explain. Mine goes back almost 50 years because I'm an old geezer. Nolan goes back because it came from the DNA. What about you? Why do you hate Pittsburgh? Coming up Saturday, 4:30, M&T Bank Stadium. Don't forget, Saturday starting at 1 at the Horseshoe Casino, Brew Brothers. Mm-hmm. Baltimore Game Day Uncensored, the pregame show. Brought to you by Rice Smith of Pesaurus. Me and Ken Wyman get you started at 1. Then Vinny, Tim Barbalays, Mike Preston, Cordell Woodland, Rob, and Jeremy, they're all part of it. 6.5-point favorites are the Ravens. Ravens win. They tie for first in the division. Steelers win. They get T-shirts and hats.
Yeah.
Meaning they clinch the division. Ravens could still make the playoffs with a loss. Other scenarios, I think the Dolphins have to lose, and among others. Even if the Ravens lose, it'll be a disappointing and frustrating loss, no doubt.
Yeah.
They sit at 9. You still assume 10's the magic number because if they lose, and we'll get to the phones, why I hate the Steelers, if Craig and Kai hang tight, then they go to Houston, and who knows?
Yeah, Bob, what you don't want to do is give the Steelers the division and them getting hats and shirts in your stadium.
Your dojo.
Yeah.
Like that old Travis Kelce coming in throwing helmets around. A lot of people say that Justin Tucker's never been the same. Remember before the championship game?
Yeah.
And then Taylor Swift put the kibosh on him. Damn her. No, I don't know if she did. She
don't give her any more power than she already
has. Hey, look, she. Only thing I notice about her, and I know maybe two or three of her songs, we'll never, ever, ever get back together, that sort of thing. They show her. She's got a drink in her hand.
Oh, yeah. She likes a toddy.
I'm cool with that. Let's go to Craig in Glen Burnie. Craig, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, good afternoon, Bob, Vinny, Nolan. Just wanted to talk about the Steeler hatred. So much like you, Bob, we're similar age. Mine goes back to the Colts. So, you know, I don't know if it's DNA or what, but it just continued on, obviously, with the Ravens. In fact, back in the day, Bob, I would vote for Roger or root for Roger Staubach in Dallas whenever they were playing Pittsburgh. But
yeah, and I hated really, them too, I'm sure, just like you did, Craig.
Exactly, exactly. So that was a tough one. But it's bigger than that, Bob, and maybe you can appreciate this. It's really a Pittsburgh thing. So, you know, let's look at the Orioles, right? 1979. Do we have to say more?
No.
In fact, when We Are Family comes on the radio, I have to turn it off. I can't stand it. And then we look at the Caps. So in my day, you know, there was the Caps Center. So being a Marylander, I was a Caps fan and would go to Caps games. And if they were playing the, you know, Pittsburgh at the time, the Penguins, it was full of Penguins fans. It was like, oh, my God, so obnoxious. But
and the Caps really always choked against them in the early 90s in the playoffs, too.
Exactly.
Cast
exactly.
Me up 2-0, 3-1, and then like Mew and Yager and all that. Yeah. Now you're bringing up even more memories there, Craig and Glen Burnie.
Sorry, Bob. Have a cool one, guys.
Yeah. All right. See ya. Yeah. But anyway, Steelers got them in the Colts era. Ravens, they beat them in the playoffs at 14 up there. But Pittsburgh won in 01. Remember the 2010 game, and we'll talk about that team during the whip. Ravens were up by 14 and looking like they were going to cruise. And then the Steelers beat them, wound up going to the Super Bowl. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, don't forget 08 AFC Championship.
Oh, man, where Willis McGahee got annihilated. Was that Ryan Clark?
Mm-hmm.
What game did Hines Ward blow up Ed Reed?
That was a regular season game, I think. Couldn't tell you the year.
Hines Ward.
He got his comeuppance, though. Jarrett Johnson got him.
Oh, yes, he did. All right, let's go to Kai in Reisterstown. Kai, what's up?
My guys, what's up, Bob? What's up, Vinny?
What's happening?
I tell you, hey, Bob, Vinny definitely played receiver, man, because, listen, up the Green Turtle, I turned my head. He did a fly right out the door. I didn't even see him leave.
Yeah, I can see that.
At 12:57 or whatever,
I'm sure the check was still in the container, too.
It did pick up that night, though, Vinny. But I hate the Steeler fans in Baltimore. I know that's not the topic, so I'm gonna stay on topic.
Yeah, do what you got to do. Go ahead.
Mr. Cheap Shot himself, Hines Ward, he's number one for me, man. That guy, Cheap Shot, my guy, Ed Reed, I never, ever liked him for that, man. Hines Ward had a cheap shot on Todd. If you go back and look at that, man, he could have broke his neck. But he was a great player, but he had a lot of cheap shots. And Joey Porter for just running his yapper. Them two guys right there, oh, man. I stand those two guys. I'm going to be honest with you. And, Bob, I heard you talk about the Usyk fight. And, Furry. Listen, I think Usyk stopped Furry, but Furry haven't talked to his wife in 3 months. You know what that means? He haven't had little fiddle diddle.
He hasn't been to BlueChew.com.
Yeah, he haven't had a BlueChew. So look, I'm gonna tell you. And also, Benavidez Morrell. I can't wait for that.
That's gonna be an awesome fight.
That's gonna be an ugly. And I'm gonna leave you with this, Vinny, because I love Kyle Hamilton. Right?
Yep.
I love him playing at his natural position, but I think it helps the team. Do you think that's the reason why the defense kind of picking up, because Roquan was out and he was in the back and everything just, I mean, I know it's not because of the cornerbacks because they're not really, I mean, doing too much. I think it's Kyle on the back end, Vinny. Talk to me.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I mean, I heard Kyle talk the other day and what he talked about with him moving back there, he communicates with all the back end people kind of telling everybody what to do. He's a super smart guy. And he even said that he can help Roquan take some of the stuff off of his plate because Roquan has got to get all the people up front lined up. plus get Simpson lined up right. You know, so it sounds like Hamilton, that's a big, big part of why they're being successful now, because there's been no more bust. We haven't heard anything about communication.
Time for another call. Nolan, you make the call, says Nolan McGraw. Let's go to Ben in Ellicott City. Ben, thanks for holding. What's happening?
No problem. Just to piggyback off what Kai said, I really have grown to hate the Steelers because of the fans when they talk about they have six Super Bowls and four of them were over half century ago. I mean, it's just like, dude, be in the past. I mean, be in the present. You know, Patriot fans can say that because they have their dynasty not too long ago. But and then I do remember as a kid being sent to my room because I was so angry when they lost in the playoffs back-to-back years at Pittsburgh and then in Baltimore. But that's it for me. Thanks so much.
All right, Ben. And I feel your pain, obviously, because Ben can relate going back to the mid-70s there. But look, Steelers were winning Super Bowls when Up With People was the halftime entertainment in the 70s. But their most recent was, what, 08 against Arizona. And by the way, love the Steelers or hate them. That was one of the great Super Bowls of all time against the Cardinals.
I was there.
Oh, and James Harrison, that interception. Man, that was a brilliant, brilliant Super Bowl. At least the last time the Ravens played in the Super Bowl, it was Beyonce, correct? And then the power go out in the second half?
Yes.
She's doing halftime on Christmas, by the way. So look out.
Right. Look out, because it's lights out. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Nolan McGraw will come back, preview Baltimore-Pittsburgh, first place on the line with Brian Wacker from the Baltimore Sun. Whip around 11:15, what happened in the world of sports last night, and historically, stay tuned for that. And that's Scott Miller, MLB Network Radio. Holiday season is upon us. Any more big free agent gifts for the Orioles than anybody else heading into the new year?